Hare Krishna. So we're going to continue the theme to celebrate the appearance of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the next few days. So the classes are all themed around Lord Chaitanya. So we'll chant Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, which is a song that's sung in front of Panchatattva in Mayapur. Anyone's not seen Panchatattva in Mayapur? Anyone not seen? So it's a very nice experience when we sing this song in front of Panchatattva. You'll have to excuse me, my singing isn't as good as Sam's, so please bear with me. So the text is written on the board, but there's no book over here. So what I'll do is someone can get the book and I'll maybe read the translation, because we sang the song, but how many people actually understand Bengali? You're Bengali, aren't you? No? Okay, all right. So we'll read the translation while we wait for the book, yeah? So this is the translation of what we just sang, so we can maybe help us understand Narottam Das Thakur, what expression he's trying to sing. This is the purport is given by Srila Prabhupada. This is a song composed by Narottam Das Thakur. He prays to Lord Chaitanya, "My dear Lord, please be merciful to me, because who can be more merciful than your lordship within these three worlds?" So many, many merciful characters. But Narottam Das Thakur has come to the conclusion that Lord Chaitanya is the most merciful. Hence we have that verse, Namo Maha Vadanya. Actually, this is a fact. Not only Narottam Das Thakur, but Rupa Goswami also prayed, confirmed. Pray to Lord Chaitanya in this way. At the time of the first meeting of Lord Chaitanya and Rupa Goswami at Prayag, Allahabad, Rupa Goswami said, "My dear Lord, you are the most munificent of all incarnations, because you are distributing the love of Krishna consciousness." So many of the times when the Lord descends on the planet, he brings his chakra and heads are flying left, right and center. But in this incarnation, it's very, very different. He is delivering the conditioned souls and giving them Krishna prema. Then further it says, when Krishna was personally present, he simply asked us to surrender, but he did not distribute himself so easily. He made conditions. First of all, you surrender. But this incarnation, Lord Chaitanya, although Krishna himself makes no such distinctions or conditions, he simply distributes, take love of Krishna. So this is very important for us, especially in this age of Kali Yuga. Everyone, we are born with no good qualities. As Sutapa Prabhu said, everyone is disturbed in Kali Yuga. So therefore, we are the most qualified to accept the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And the Lord says, simply distributes the love of Krishna. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya is approved as the most munificent incarnation. Narottam Das Thakur says, please be merciful to me. You are so magnanimous because you have seen the fallen souls of this age and you are very much compassionate to them. But you should know also that I am the most fallen. No one is more greatly fallen than me. So many of us, we can claim this title, the most fallen. One disciple said to Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, I am the most fallen." And Prabhupada said, "You're the most nothing." So even the most something is a title. We want to strip away of all titles. So we should just go with a straw in our mouth and beg for the mercy. So Narottam Das Thakur said, "Please be merciful to me. No one is more greatly fallen than me. Patita pavana hetu tava avatara. your incarnation just to reclaim the conditioned souls, the fallen souls. But I assure you that you will not find a greater fallen soul than me. Therefore, my claim is first. Then Narottam Das Thakur prays to Lord Nityananda. He says, Ha ha Prabhu Nityananda, Premananda Shuki. My dear Lord Nityananda, you are always joyful in spiritual bliss. Since you are always appearing very happy, I have come to you because I am most unhappy. So in life, we always have some unhappiness. I don't think anyone can say we don't go through any kind of dukkh in life. So the idea is that when we connect to someone who is joyful, someone who is happy, it becomes infectious, isn't it? Sometimes, like if you see the kirtan is going on really nicely and you don't want to dance, but all of a sudden because the kirtan is so joyful, boom, you're also carried away in the kirtan. So Lord Nityananda has that quality. He's always blissful. He's always happy. He's laughing more than he's talking. So then in a situation like that, we want to be with someone who's always constantly joyful. And Lord Nityananda is the embodiment of all happiness and joy. So Narottam Das Thakur is saying that I want to be with Lord Nityananda. If you kindly put your glance over me, I may also become happy. Then he prays to Advaita, Doya Koro Sita Pati Advaita Gosai. Advaita Prabhu's wife's name was Sita. Therefore, he is sometimes addressed as Sita Pati. Thus, Narottam Das Thakur prays, My dear Advaita Prabhu, husband of Sita, you are so kind. Please be kind to me. If you are kind to me, naturally Lord Chaitanya Nityananda will also be kind to me. So this is a little bit of an interesting point over here. So Narottam Das Thakur is saying that actually the way to get Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda's mercy is not directly through them, but through Advaita Acharya. Because you know how it is. I know someone who knows another guy who knows another guy who knows the next guy, isn't it? So this is how we make connection to the top person. Someone who knows the top person. And by knowing that person, you say, I'll introduce to this person. So it's the same situation here. Advaita Acharya, he is a close associate of Lord Chaitanya. If you get the mercy of Advaita, then Advaita said, come, I'll take you to Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, meet him. So this is the mood of Narottam Das Thakur, that he wants to see Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya by getting the blessings of Advaita Acharya Prabhu. Actually, Advaita Prabhu invited Lord Chaitanya to come down. When Advaita Prabhu saw that the fallen souls were all engaged simply in sense gratification process, not understanding Krishna consciousness, he felt much compassion toward the fallen souls. He also felt himself incapable of claiming them all. He therefore prayed to Lord Krishna, please come yourself. Without your personal presence, it is not possible to deliver these fallen souls. So yesterday we heard in class the pain of Advaita Acharya. This is a devotee, Paradukhita, that when he sees another living entity, he feels pain. In the material world, when we see other people suffering, we feel joy. Yay! But a devotee is totally the opposite. When he sees another person suffering, actually, that brings pain to the devotee. And usually that pain comes about through frustration in the material world. So therefore, the devotee recognizes the best way to get rid of that suffering is to connect him with Krishna. And this is what Advaita Acharya Prabhu is saying, that everybody is suffering. If you come, my Lord, then you can help the suffering of these living entities. Thus, by his invitation, Lord Chaitanya appeared. Naturally, Narottam Das Thakur prays to Advaita Prabhu, if you will be kind to me, naturally, Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda will also be kind to me. Then he prays to the Goswamis, Haha Swarup Sanatan, Rupa Raghunath. Swarup refers to Swarup Damada and the personal secretary of Lord Chaitanya. He was always with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and immediately arranged for whatever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted. two personal attendants, Swarup Damodar and Govinda, were always constantly with Lord Chaitanya. So it's well-known fact, when the personal servants of Srila Prabhupada would come out with the Mahaprasadam, boom, everyone would make a beeline. And I had the very, very humble opportunity to be in this situation. So I was just outside of here. It was Balaram's appearance day. And there's a big feast going on. And right lined up, right at the end of the prasadam, there was a huge, big pot, massive, big pot of what? Lord Balaram's appearance day. Honey. We didn't even have a drink, Varuni. We just drank straight honey. I kid you not. I looked at over there. You had to move the wasp to the sides, and then you just take a scoop of honey, and that's what the devotees were drinking, straight out honey. Anyway, so I was a little kid, just like, you know, eating my little prasadam. Then Prabhupada's servant came out, and Prabhupada was upstairs, and then the devotees, they went, but a lot of them were just absorbed in eating the prasadam. Yeah, yeah. And then I just watched from the corner of the eye, one devotee went over there, and he said to the servant, "What did Prabhupada eat?" And he said, "This is what Prabhupada ate." Then he gave this devotee. Then I said, "I'll do the same as well." Then I asked the devotee, "What did Prabhupada eat?" Then he said, "Well, Prabhupada had this honey pancake." Then I said, "Can I have some of that?" And this honey pancake that Prabhupada had bitten, by the mercy of Prabhupada, I managed to get some of this nectar. So whoever is close with Lord Chaitanya, then you want to know them and be nice to them, because they will give you the mercy. So Swarup, Damodar, Murari Gupta, they were also very, very close to Lord Chaitanya. So then by getting their blessings, their mercy, then they can again introduce you to Lord Chaitanya. No one could see Lord Chaitanya unless it was approved by Swarup Damodar. He was always with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and immediately arranged for whatever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted. Two personal attendants, Swarup Damodar and Govinda, were always constantly with Lord Chaitanya. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur also prays to Swarup Damodar and then to the six Goswamis, the next disciples of Lord Chaitanya. Shri Rupa Goswami, Shri Sanatan Goswami, Shri Bhatta Raghunath Das Goswami, Shri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, and Shri Jiva Goswami, and Shri Raghunath Das Goswami. These six Goswamis were directly instructed by Lord Chaitanya to spread this movement of Krishna consciousness. Narottam Das Thakur also prays for their mercy. So this is the foundation of Lord Chaitanya's movement, the six Goswamis. And we are carrying on this mission. Sometimes we are known as Rupa Nugas, the followers of Rupa Goswami. So he is the head of the six Goswamis, and Narottam Das Thakur is also asking for their blessings. These six Goswamis were directly instructed by Lord Chaitanya to spread this movement of Krishna consciousness. Narottam Das Thakur also prays for their mercy. After six Goswamis, the next Acharyas were Srinivas Acharya. Actually, Narottam Das Thakur was in the disciplic succession after Srinivas Acharya, and was also his contemporary. And Narottam Das' personal friend was Ramachandra Chakravarti. Therefore, he prays, "I always desire the company of Ramachandra." He desires a devotee's company. The whole process is that we should always pray for the mercy of the superior Acharyas and keep company with pure devotees. Then it will be easier for us to advance in Krishna consciousness and receive the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Krishna. This is the sub and substance of this song sung by Narottam Das Thakur. Ribol. Okay, to the verse now. Okay. So my singing is as bad as the Bengali, so again, please bear with me. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The Lord caused all the ladies to chant the holy names of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra on the plea of his crying. And while they chanted, the Lord would smile. Purport. In the Chaitanya Bhagavat, this pastime is described as follows. The Lord, with his beautiful eyes, would cry, but he would stop immediately upon hearing the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. When the ladies, understanding the fun of the Lord, discovered that he would cry, then stop hearing the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, they all took it as a clue to chant the Hare Krishna as soon as the Lord cried. Thus, it became a regular function. The Lord would cry, and the ladies would begin chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, clapping their hands. In this way, all the ladies of the neighboring houses would assemble in the home of Sachimata to join in the Sankirtan movement 24 hours a day. A lot of crying going on, huh? As long as the ladies continued to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the Lord would not cry, but would very pleasingly smile upon them. Om Jnana Timarandasya Jnanam Jnana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitan Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesa Sunyavadi Paschachade Satarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrindam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Who likes kids crying? Respectfully, it's a sound that's sometimes not easy to deal with. The other day we were listening to Sutapa Prabhu giving class, and those who were there was a baby crying in there. And I know my feelings, everyone felt, get rid of the kid, you know. It's a difficult time for the parents when kids are crying. I remember my own experience when the kids are young, the crying and crying. And the parents, they try so many different ways to try and pacify the child. They, you know, pass it from one mother to another mother, rock my baby, all sorts of things. They sing songs. Sometimes they just leave them on the side and just let them cry and cry. So in the same way, when the Lord was a baby, he would also cry. And as a concerned mother, as a concerned parent, we would always want to see that there's no discomfort to the baby. And one of the toughest things with the baby when they're crying is that you can't communicate with them. Okay, what's up? Do you need a scratch around your back? Do you need some doo-doo? Do you need something, you know? But they can't tell us what's the reason for it crying. So it's hard to know how to stop the crying. So like any other child, the Lord was also crying. And as mothers tried different ways to pacify the child, it came to the attention of the ladies that when the Lord would cry, then as they sing different rhymes, nursery rhymes, you know, there's so many different rhymes you sing, then it came to the attention of the mothers that when the mothers started chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Lord Chaitanya would stop crying. That's quite interesting. So then they noticed, is this actually true? So then they stopped chanting. And the Lord would start crying again, you know. And then they started chanting again. So it was a little bit of a kind of a reciprocation, a little bit of kind of a rasa the ladies had with Lord Chaitanya. So sometimes, like, the Lord would cry, and they wouldn't chant. They just wanted to see the Lord cry and cry and cry, you know. But then they would just start chanting. So in this way, there's much details explained. So in this particular class, we're going to talk a little bit about Lord Chaitanya from his baby to like his coming of age, about 14, 15. And we'll try and explain different pastimes that took place and what we can learn also from these pastimes. So in this way, there's two reasons why the Lord appeared. The internal and external. We know the internal, as yesterday was mentioned, that he wanted to taste. What is this separation, this bhava that Srimati Radharani is feeling? We won't go into that. It's too elevated for me, honestly speaking. But we will go the second one, which the reason we also heard the purport of Narottam Das Thakur, that the Advaita called the Lord to propagate this chanting. And here is the first sign of the Hare Krishna movement starting to take its seeds. So even as a baby, Lord Chaitanya started the Hare Krishna movement and he was encouraging the ladies to chant. So this is an important lesson for those who are parents, those who are going to be parents, that it is important that the child is always surrounded by the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. Otherwise, whatever consciousness is going on while the mother is pregnant, then the child will imbibe that. There was one parent, the child was crying and crying and crying, and they couldn't stop the child crying. And they didn't know what to do about it. They tried this, they tried that, but the child just kept on crying. Then all of a sudden, this child stopped crying. And they're wondering, how did the child stop crying? So then they realized when the child stopped crying is when the mother turn the TV on, the child was crying and he heard the sound. Doof, 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 doof. Those who are not wasting your human life watching this rubbish won't know what it is. But this is a true story. As soon as the mother turned on the TV and this sound came on, then the child will stop crying. Why? Because when the child was within the womb, this is what the mother would be listening to or watching, and the child would get this vibe and consciousness. So it's important that the early stage, that the child is always lovingly surrounded by the chanting of the holy names. And the Lord, he would crawl around on the courtyard of Jagannath Mishra. And then it was quite interesting that even while the Lord crawled around, the mothers, sometimes they put ankle bells, isn't it? Did you ever put ankle bells on your kid, Radha Sangha? I did. Anyways, but interestingly enough, little baby Nima had no ankles. And when he was walking, they could still hear the ankle bell sound. And then Jagannath Mishra was thinking, where's this sound coming from? Baby Nimai doesn't seem to have any ankle bells, but the sound of the ankle bells could be heard. Another time, when baby Nimai was alone in the courtyard, he would be seen with some person. And then Jagannath Mishra and Sachimata, they would observe from the side and see who these persons were with the baby. And this was Lord Brahma. This was Lord Shiva. And they were confused. Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, they come to our house. For what reason? For what purpose? So then they were discussing amongst each other. This baby Nima, is he somebody special? Why are the demigods coming? So the demigods came few times. Once when Sachi was pregnant. And another time, when Nehemiah was born, playing around in the courtyard, the demigods would come. And another time, when baby Nehemiah was there, this dark fellow, he came to see baby Nehemiah. You know, in the early days of Vedic culture, there were no locked doors. It's only now we have about 20 locks on our doors, isn't it? But in those days, more or less everyone kind of trusted each other. So then people would come and wander in, and now sadhus would come, sadhus would go. Then one dark sadhu came. Might have been from South India. And then Sachimata got a little bit worried, isn't it? Sometimes you see a strange fellow come into your house. You know, she kind of said, oh, please go, go, you know. And then Nehemiah started crying. And then Sachimata was wondering why. Normally when you see some kind of a dark fellow or something like that, the child gets a bit alarmed, you know. So they was wondering, why is this child crying when I'm telling the stranger to go away? So then anyway, so Sachimata put two and two together, called the sadhu back again, and Nehemiah stopped crying. And later in the Chaitanya Bhagavad, it was revealed who this sadhu was. Anyone know? Lord Shiva. You know, sometimes you don't want to come as your full disguise. You know, might freak a few people out. So then Lord Shiva came as disguised as a sadhu to see baby Nehemiah. Another time, so we have to be careful not to be too judgmental who we see. We are in a world that we judge very, very easily. Sachimata thought this dark fellow, ooh, were not so good, you know. So just be careful who we kind of pass judgment to. Another time, Nehemiah was playing, and then a snake came about. So India is full of snakes, particularly in Mayapur. I've seen cobras, I've seen snakes. Lord Chaitanya grew up in Mayapur. Anyone seen snakes there in Mayapur? No? Anyway, there's plenty of, especially in the rainy season, they all come out from their holes. So then baby Nehemiah was playing over there, and then as kids are always very curious about animals, isn't it? When kids see little animals or birds or rabbits or hamsters, oh, what is this life, you know? So then little Nehemiah saw this snake, and most people are afraid of snakes. But Nehemiah went and started playing and started pulling the tail of the snake. And of course, when the parents saw this, naturally they freaked out. But the snake was dangerous. The snakes wasn't a grass snake or anything like that. It was a proper big snake with big hood and everything. So Sachimata saw this and saw Nehemiah was rolling around with the snake. But the snake was dangerous. And Sachimata wanted to go and try and save baby Nehemiah from the snake. Natural, isn't it? We have the situation when Krishna was in the coils of Kaliya. Everyone was on the banks of Jamuna. And Yashoda wanted to go and try and save Krishna, to go in the water. But it took four or five coward men to hold her back. The love for the child, the love the mother has for the child, is very, very strong and intense. So Mother Yashoda wanted to go in the water to save baby Krishna, was coiled up in Kaliya. But it took five or six men to hold back Yashoda. In the same way, Sachimata also wanted to try and save. It's a natural instinction of a mother to try and save the child. But then again, Sachimata was held back, and they just watched and watched. So you can just try and imagine this situation. This little Nehemiah playing around, slapping around the snake, you know. And the parents are all on the side, worried, worried about the child. And the snake slithered away. And of course, the parents are very, very happy. They took the child, and Mother Sachi started chanting different prayers and mantras to protect the child. As in Indian families, they put this red or black dot behind your ear. You remember anyone? You know? It's to ward away kind of bad omens or bad spirits. Mother Yashoda did the same thing as well. So the parents are always very, very concerned. Another time, as Nimai was growing up, and then Mother Sachi would always put nice ornaments on Nimai. That's another trait mothers, they like. They're putting nice earrings. They like to go to Kenya Jewels and buy some nice bangles to put on the kids. So, you know, the kids are always decorated very, very nicely. So Nimai also was decorated very, very nicely. Jagannath Mishra, being a Brahmin, he got much dakshin, got many gifts. He wasn't interested in them. Then he would just use this and use it for the child. So then a couple of no-good-for-nothing thieves noticed that Nimai had some very, very nice, expensive jewelry. So then they decided to go and take this jewelry. So then they went. When everyone was busy in the household, they took Nimai, put it on the shoulder, and they started to take Nimai away from the house. So then these two thieves are going around, and their idea was to steal the ornaments, and they took the Lord far away. They were going to put the baby down and take the ornaments away. But it so happened that as they were going running, they went round and round and round and round in circles. They ended up again back at the house of Jagannath Mishra. How did this happen? They had this plan. It was well laid out. They calculated everything. And then somehow or another, mystically, they arrived back again at the house of Jagannath Mishra. But the Lord did not cry, but the Lord was enjoying the ride. Isn't it? Parents, again, they put the kids on the shoulder in the kirtan. You see the devotee, he's always got the kid on the shoulder, enjoying. Kids love it, isn't it? You're on top of everyone. You like the joy ride and things like that. So although the intention of the thieves was to steal the jewels, actually the Lord was having a good time. He was enjoying it. So this was another Leela. So my little understanding was that in Krishna consciousness, we have to try susikam, enjoy Krishna consciousness as we perform the process. Sometimes we kind of get a little bit too caught up in our kind of problems, issues, mentalness. What if yesterday in class we said, what if this, what if that, what if the next thing? It's so many possibilities. But Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada said, is so simple. And sometimes he would say, so simple, you would miss it. And that's Lord Chaitanya's mission. Chanting, dancing, and feasting. Simple as that. And sometimes we just try to analyze again and again. So as Lord Chaitanya was just enjoying it, even though there was danger there, he was just being happy in the situation. So also, as we execute our service, we should try and be happy in Krishna consciousness. If Prayojana says, like yesterday he asked, oh, we need some extra help to clean the temple. And there was about four of us and no one volunteered. Everyone disappeared, you know. But, you know... But it's true, when service comes, we just don't want to accept it to some degree. Well, maybe we all might be busy, there might be some genuine excuse. But in general, you know. Another kind of situation was once Nimai was there playing around, and then a sadhu came to the house of Jagannath Mishra. So it is custom in the Vedic culture, when a sadhu comes, you invite him to your house. nowadays, most people only invite their friends or those who are friends on the Facebook or whatever. But actually, the general kind of Grihastha mentality is that everyone is invited to your house. Prabhupada got a couple of people married, and then this married couple, they went to see Prabhupada, and they asked Prabhupada, "We are married. Can you please give us some instruction how we should follow our Grihastha life?" And Prabhupada thought for a little while, and he said, "The best way to be successful in your Grihastha life is when you finish cooking, you have to open your doors and say, 'Is anybody hungry? Is anybody hungry? Is anybody hungry?' When was the last time you did that?" So this Prabhupada said to this married couple, this is the success, that you always invite sadhus or devotees over to your house for prasadam. So this sadhu, he came over, and then he had his little Gopal Diti. Jagannath Mishra made arrangements for him to cook and make an offering. And then the Brahmin was making offering. Namo Yam Ram, and making an offering. And as he was chanting, and then in the corner of his eye, he saw little Nimai. And then he saw Nimai eating all the nice stuff which was meant for Krishna. And the sadhu said, "Oh no, the offering is spoiled. The child has said this." So, and then Jagannath Mishra found out about it. Then he made arrangements for the sadhu to cook again. Then again the sadhu cooked. Then as he was making an offering, then again Nimai came and started eating. And the Brahmin, "Oh, the second time this happened." So this was getting really frustrating. And he was getting late at night. And then the sadhu said, "Well, it seems like Gopal wants me to fast." But then Jagannath Mishra, "When someone comes to your house, no one should go hungry. It's an important factor." So he said, "No, please, please." And he insisted that you cook. By this time, Jagannath Mishra had fallen asleep. The sadhu cooked for the third time. And again, he started chanting mantras. And this time he was sure that the kid will be fast asleep. It's gone past midnight. The kid's not going to get up in the middle of the night. So then he's chanting the prayers to ask the Lord to come and eat. And lo and behold, Nimai came and started munching away. And this is it. The Brahmin started crying and crying. And the first thing Nimai said, "What are you crying for?" "It's because you spoiled my offering." He said, "How have I spoilt it?" He said, "I made an offering for Krishna to come and eat this." He said, "Well, actually, you asked me to come and eat this, and I'm coming, and you're getting upset. What's wrong with you?" And the man said, "What on earth are you talking about? This is for Gopal." He said, "No, you're asking me to come and eat this. I'm coming, and you're starting to get upset." So the Brahmin started scratching his head and says, "This is for Krishna, it's not for you, Nimai." And Nimai said, "I am Krishna." He said, "What are you talking about?" And just then he manifested his form as Krishna. And the Brahmin was really, really surprised. So this indicates that Lord Chaitanya is non-different than Krishna. Although we know that Lord Chaitanya is Gupta avatar, here he manifested to few select people that actually Nimai is Krishna. And then he revealed, "Please don't tell this to everyone." So then as Nimai grew, then he was naughty by nature. Kids, boys particularly, they're very, very naughty. So he would go, when the Brahmins were chanting their Gayatri in the Ganga, he would swim underneath and pull their legs, and they would think it was a crocodile. And then they would go and complain to Jagannath Mishra. But as they say, boys are boys. And although he would rebuke his son, actually he enjoyed these activities that Nimai was performing. Then at the age of 5, he began his schooling. And his teacher, anyone know his teacher? Who was Nimai's teacher? Huh? No, Ganga Das. At the age of 5, began his schooling. So normally from age of birth to 5, let the kid have fun, let the kid have whatever they want, pamper them with love, bang, 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 bang. But then at 5 o'clock, all right, time to get serious. Now the education begins. So then at the age of 5, Ganga was entrusted to teach Nimai. And who is Ganga Das in Krishna Leela? Sandipani Muni. So then Sandipani Muni, Ganga Das said that Nimai was the best student. So normally it takes 12 years to learn grammar. 12 years to learn Sanskrit grammar. Nimai mastered it in 2 years. 2 years. Sanskrit is such a difficult language. It takes 12 years to master it. But Nimai, from the age of 5 to 7, he knew Sanskrit. And he probably could tell Ganga Das a thing or two as well. So then, at the age of 7, what happens to a child, a boy at the age of 7? Anyone knows in the Vedic culture? Hey, no, that's done and dusted a long time ago. Upanayam. They get the Brahmin thread, the Janoi. So it's explained that Jagannath Mishra is a Brahmin. Nimai, born in a Brahmin family. So therefore, then Nimai's Janoi or Upanaya was arranged. So then he was given the Upanaya mantra. So traditionally, you don't need a guru for the Upanaya mantra. You don't need someone from outside. The father gives the Upanaya mantra. Bhaktivinod Thakur, he gave the Upanaya mantra to Bhaktisiddhanta. I wanted to give it to Eka Chakra, but I realized he wasn't a Brahmin, so I kind of omitted it out. So then at the age of 7, that's when you get the Upanaya. Anyway, there's so many things I wanted to say. Time is kind of running away. Then the one important pastime is that Lord Chaitanya was such a tease, and he liked to tease who? The girls. Boys love teasing girls, isn't it? So the girls, they would make offerings, and they would go to the Ganga, and they would make offerings to Uma or Shiva. And Nimai, little Nimai, would come and steal the offerings and tease the girls. And the girls would get angry at him. The girls would make this offering so that we can get nice husbands. And then the girls would get angry. He says, if you don't give this offering to me, then you will get not a very good husband. In fact, you'll get a husband who's already had many, many wives. You'll be the 3rd, 4th, 5th one in line. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya, he enjoyed his youth, having so many different wonderful pastimes, teasing the girls, teasing the Brahmins, enjoying pastimes with Jagannath Mishra and Sachimata. Time doesn't allow us to carry on. There's so many things to say about Jagannath Mishra passing away and things like that, but we'll have to stop over here. But in conclusion, what I wanted to say is that in the next few days, Smaranam is a very, very important factor in our Krishna consciousness. So we have to try and remember Janma Karma Chama Divyam. One who knows my pastimes, they are eligible to go back home, back to Godhead. So we should learn and study the Lord's pastimes. And there's one particular method called Leela Smaranam. Although we don't kind of advocate it in ISKCON, but it's a bona fide process which is there, comes down from Gadada Pandits Parivar, from the line of Gadada. They do Leela Smaranam, which is remembering the different pastimes of the Lord. So in the next few days, I ask the devotees to please try and remember the pastimes of the Lord by Smaranam, by remembering. Then it will purify our mind, put us there directly in the Leela of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna. So we don't have time for questions unless someone has something urging they want to say.